It's Staycation Destinations on Family Life. On today's trip, the first generation of incredible luxury vehicles, plus historic motorcycles, bicycles, and carriages. Each week, all summer long, we map out a unique opportunity for you to discover somewhere unique in our two states, fairly close to home and fairly affordable, for a day trip or a longer tour. I'm Greg Gillespie, and today our staycation destination is in downtown Buffalo, New York.
I'm Jim Sandoro, founder, executive director of the Buffalo Transportation, Pierce Arrow Museum, and Frank Lloyd Wright Filling Station.
Car enthusiasts, those who like history, a lot of different motivations. What do they see when they come and see you?
We have the Frank Lloyd Wright Filling Station. The one he designed it for Buffalo and never built it. We built it right inside our building, all copper. If they go to the website, pierce-arrow.com, they get to see some of these things. We have the original Jell-O wagon that we got from the American Pickers, who were my friends before they were famous, and found this in New Orleans, the original wagon that started the Jell-O company. The man from the Jell-O company went to Ellis Island in 1910 and 11, and every immigrant that came in the U.S. got Jell-O as their first meal in the country, and that built it into a billion-dollar company. We have Pierce Arrows and Pierce Bicycles and Pierce Motorcycles. Again, a Pierce may cost $10,000 or $15,000 new. A Model T was $400. So it was, we think, one of the greatest cars ever.
What was Buffalo like in that era when they were first developing these vehicles, the factories, everything?
Yeah. Well, we're coming on the anniversary of the Erie Canal. That was a big deal. That was the ditch that came up from the Hudson River. And most everybody that immigrated or came into the U.S. came down the Erie Canal from New York. And when they got to Buffalo, especially the Europeans, said, wait a minute, this is close to European climate. And look at the Niagara Falls. Look at the power, the water power, the electric power later on. And all these immigrants who were machinists, builders that worked in the grain mills, everybody contributed. It was the ninth biggest city in the world at the time, or in the U.S., but the richest city in the world, right until the 1920s and 30s.
Jim, let me ask your own personal story here. What got you interested in history and old cars and bicycles? What motivates you to do this?
At 3.5, the man next door, I smelled stale gas and mothballs coming out of under a tarp that he had in his garage. And I looked underneath, and there was a fabulous Pierce Arrow town car from the middle teens up on blocks. And it was perfect for sliding down the fenders. And I got all the kids in the neighborhood to come over and slide with me. And, of course, the grandfather had a fit and said, you can't do that. And I kept saying, why can't I play on this car? And he said it's one of the greatest cars of the 20th century. It was the official White House car from Taft to Roosevelt. He would give me buttons and pins and badges to get rid of me. And I went to the other guys in the neighborhood who were chauffeurs and bugged them. It was trick or treat. So by the time I'm 9, the basement's full. My mother said, what are you going to do with all these things? I said, I'm going to have a car museum. Or definitely I want to have a car museum. And at 18, I moved out of the house to move downtown in an old warehouse with half a roof and started to restore cars. And these old guys would come by and feel sorry for me, teach me how to work on the cars. And I built it into a, you know, 9-man restoration shop over the years and became an expert on antique cars, and has taken me all over the world. I've helped set up museums in Peru and Argentina and Japan. And it's just been a wonderful life. I married a great gal who was curator of exhibits at the Historical Society. And we've had a wonderful 54-year marriage, and we're just having the best time of our life right now.
Are there other exhibits at the museum that you'd highlight for us?
Our women's exhibit, we're one of the few museums that highlights exhibits of trophies and things that women won and different accomplishments they did, going cross country, the first woman to go cross country alone, and just different cool things, racing. And we highlight pretty much anything transportation history. We are big on memorabilia. We actually have, not on display yet, but over 1 million pieces of memorabilia. And they'll be there for your kids and great-grandkids.
Our tour guide for today's location is Jim Sandoro. He created the Buffalo Pierce Arrow Transportation Museum. Thanks for coming along for Staycation Destinations. I'm Greg Gillespie. Buckle up and enjoy your journeys.